Hello, come to our second study on Mormonism. I want to talk today about their founder, Joseph Smith, a little about the Book of Mormon and how that came into being through some staggering and quite amazing experiences that Joseph was supposed to have received when he was a young man in his teens. Joseph Smith was the son of parents who were renowned for selling blessings and fortune-telling. Joseph himself had quite a reputation for telling tall stories. He was born in 1805 and at the age of 14 was supposed to have received a divine visit from an angel and warned to have nothing to do with the established church. When Joseph was 17 years of age, he was said to have received a further divine visit from an angel called Moroni, who told him to go to a certain place named Palmyra near New York, where he would find certain gold plates with Egyptian writing on them. There'd also be found close to the plates a pair of special glasses, which when Smith picked up and used would allow him to see the writing on plates and enable him to see and recognize the very translation into his own language. In 1827, Joseph began to dictate from behind a curtain to three men who acted as his scribes, and he read to them from the gold plates using those special glasses I referred to earlier. When completed, these writings were made into a book, and when printed were called the Book of Mormon. Then, it is said, Moroni, the angel who had delivered the gold plates, returned and collected the gold plates as well as the glasses and disappeared again. In 1830, Joseph Smith started what is known as the Mormon Church, or it's also called the Church of the Latter-day Saints. It needs to be pointed out that this book, which has been given as high a position as the Bible by the Mormon Church, was produced at the same time as an interesting historic novel, which had been written by a man named Spaulding. Now, he was a Presbyterian preacher who eventually died of consumption at a place in Ohio in 1816. Before he died, he made a lot of money out of it for himself. It is believed that the man, Sidney Rigdon, together with Joseph Smith, adding scripture as well as the contents of his book, called The Forgotten Tales of the Monk Cyril and the Abbot Joachim, actually formed the Book of Mormon from those very same manuscripts. If this was the case, such actions do not enhance Joseph Smith to us as a godly, truthful man who had said the writings came from God through Moroni the angel, who was said to have come from heaven to Joseph Smith with a divine message and divine writings. When his father-in-law questions his activity in translating from the gold plates, he asked to see them for himself. Joseph's answer was to warn him that if he looked at the gold plates, he would die. His own wife, Emma, although helping him with translation from behind a curtain, didn't actually become a member of the Mormon Church for many years after. Sometime later, polygamy was to become a regular practice in the Mormon Church. What triggered off such a behavior in what was supposed to be a godly fellowship of God's people, we have to question. Joseph Smith said it was a divine revelation he had received that prompted his action. Following Joseph Smith's death, Brigham Young became the leader of the Latter-day Saints. During his time, the movement was forced to submit to law and not follow only their own self-made laws. Brigham Young died, leaving $400,000, 17 wives and 56 children. Polygamy continued to be expressed as Mormons interpreted the references to Abraham and his concubines. Interesting? If you want to know more, then come back tomorrow, when we shall be thinking of what do Mormons actually teach, and what do they teach especially concerning the book of Genesis. And if you're familiar with the book of Genesis, you're going to hear a few surprises.